friends. I am here from Britain's biggest public service trade union, and I'm here because I'm terrified. Terrified of a disastrous political alliance between the US and the UK and their claims that they are doing it for me and for you. This situation is doing nothing to ease fears across the world about what the US intends to do. And my greatest worry is this government's submission to every US whim. What are the majority of our MPs doing? For God's sake, they should wake up, not simply allow us to enter into a war of aggression with a fig leaf of cover provided by the recent dossier of so-called evidence. What are they doing? Where does the money come from to pay for this war? From you and from me. And who said this money could be spent in this way? Why can't it be spent on public services, building new hospitals and schools, instead of using PFI, handing huge profits to the public sector, to the private sector, or on public service workers like health workers, firefighters and rail workers, on better pensions and care for the elderly? And who is it who will be left to pick up the pieces after any war, to care for the injured, the traumatized, the mentally ill? It'll be public service workers, that's who. Unison's policy, representing 1,300,000 public service workers, is opposition to escalating military action against Iraq. And we believe this will only exacerbate the tensions in the Middle East and create further instability and chaos. Why is President Bush demanding compliance with UN resolutions by Iraq when it's Israel who should be brought to task? Efforts to create an independent Palestinian state along Israel and one giving displaced Palestinians the right of return should be the UN's first priority, not dancing to Bush's ultimatums. Unison is no apologist for Saddam Hussein. He's a tyrant and a dictator who committed gross atrocities against his own people, and we condemn these and other human rights abuses. He oppresses trade unionists and ordinary workers, and Unison will be seeking to build solidarity with his Iraqi Democrats and those seeking to build free and democratic trade unions. Is this world a safer place after Afghanistan? The Taliban may have gone, but what have we got in its place? No, the world's not safer. But the country we need to be frightened of is the United States. The UK does not need to pay any blood price for its so-called special relationship. It should seek to moderate their excesses and work within the EU to bring about a just and lasting peaceful solution to conflict in the Middle East. Thank you, friends.